You're listening to SBS News.
Around 2 million people are expected to vote in Victoria's election on Saturday, with the two major parties campaigning in key seats in a bid to win votes. Infrastructure, security and immigration are some of the issues dominating this election campaign. Labor is promising to continue spending on huge infrastructure projects, with many already underway, including a suburban underground rail loop. Health has also been a major focus of Labor's campaign, with Premier Daniel Andrews pledging to fund more nurses, community hospitals, paramedics and free dental care for state school children.
This is a massive expansion. There'll be 250 dental vans travelling around the state to every single government school. And importantly, we will review this program in 21 with a view to expanding it to low-fee Catholic and independent schools as well. This is a really big, important announcement.
Also making big, important announcements are the Victorian Liberals. Among other infrastructure spending, the Liberals have pledged close to $7 billion to build two major roads. But voters won't know the preferred route or any other details of the project until Saturday's poll. In response to the state's record population growth, opposition leader Matthew Guy says he's committed to a process of decentralisation, encouraging people to move to rural and regional areas to ease pressure on services and housing in metropolitan Melbourne. The Liberals are also tackling law and order. Mr Guy has reportedly promised to give magistrates the power to send non-violent teens to a 12-week boot camp instead of sentencing them to youth justice centres. Matthew Guy says a coalition government would always make the safety of Victorians its top priority.
The Liberal and National parties will put as the highest priority their safety, whether it is domestic security such as home invasions, carjackings, out-of-control violent crime in our state. The Liberals and Nationals will always put safety and security first.
The 2016 national census showed almost half of Victoria's population were born overseas or have a parent who was born overseas. Victorians come from over 200 countries and speak around 260 languages and dialects. The Liberals say they're concerned infrastructure spending isn't keeping up with population growth and they want more say about where migrants settle when they come to the state. Inga Paulich is Victoria's opposition spokeswoman on multicultural affairs. She told a recent forum organised by the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria, there are many opportunities in regional and rural locations for migrants.
There's a huge backlog of infrastructure that I think does raise questions about, are we overpopulated, especially in metropolitan Melbourne? That's the reason why, through a lot of consultation, my party's taking a decentralisation policy to the election, with a view to engaging in some conversations with the federal government to see whether there can be benefits for newly arrived migrants to locate in suitable regional and rural areas, especially where there are support services and where there is accommodation and jobs. And there are many places in Victoria that actually do have jobs. There are vacancies that can't be filled and can provide the support services that migrants do need in order to integrate.
Victoria's multicultural populations include older European migrants and refugees arriving after the Second World War and refugees displaced as a result of the war in Indochina. More recent arrivals include refugees from the former Yugoslavia, the Middle East, Afghanistan and the Horn of Africa, along with an increase in other overseas migrants settling in the state. At the ECCV Forum, the two major political parties and the Greens all agreed on one thing, the need for policies that promote social cohesion and integration for migrants and refugees. Labor's Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Robin Scott, says if re-elected, his government would focus on second language education and supporting older Australians from a non-English speaking background.
We recently increased the support for independent community language schools that do so much to help retain culture with an investment of $7.5 million. We support multicultural senior citizens organisations, and we recently announced some funding of $4,000 grant next year for senior citizens because they create a place where people can come together and share, particularly for older people where often, in fact it's a medical fact if you look at it, that second language is often lost with the ageing process. So people need a place where the language of their birth and their mother tongue is spoken in order to have the social engagement which gives so much meaning to people's lives.
Huang Trong is the Greens spokeswoman on multiculturalism. She says their education policies include establishing an emergency fund for asylum seekers who have had their income cut off. Ms Trong says the Greens are also calling on all parties to get behind a Greens campaign called Diversity and Strength, which asks all Victorian politicians to pledge not to be racist. She says the campaign is in response to the tone of the conversation around African communities and crime.
When we're talking about race baiting and the media and the issues that the African communities are talking about, we're talking about characterising the settlement and the issues around settlement and the struggles that some communities have had in the past as a gang problem. We're talking about criminalising young people. We need the stories of the mums, families and the brothers and sisters who've lost their young people through the violence, who've been confused about how they got caught up in these things. And because we know that each time an incident happens, and we want to deal with it head on because nobody wants this to happen.
Labor currently holds 46 out of 88 seats, the Coalition 37, while the Greens have 3 seats and there are 2 independents. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.